Hi, this is Sean Kennedy at the World Health Organization at the Global Advisory Group of Nursing and Midwifery. I'm here with Kerry Nessler, who's the Assistant Surgeon General of the U.S. Public Health Service, and we're here talking about nursing and midwifery and international opportunities and challenges for nursing. So thank you, Kerry.
Thank you for speaking with me, Maureen. It's been wonderful.
Why don't you tell us first a little bit about what your role encompasses at home back in the U.S.?
Oh, I'd love to. As you said, I'm an assistant surgeon general. There is actually about 60 of us, so I'm not the assistant surgeon general, but it's with the United States Public Health Service, and we work directly under the Surgeon General of the United States in the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps. And our goal is to protect, promote, and advance the health and safety of the nation. And then in addition, we all wear two hats, so we also work with one of the agencies under the Department of Health and Human Services, and I happen to work with HRSA, the Health Resources and Services Administration. And we are fortunate to have a new administration, as you know, President Obama, and he has appointed Dr. Mary Wakefield as the new HRSA administrator, and she is a nurse, so we're very excited to have her on board. I direct the Office of International Health Affairs and the Office of Commissioned Corps Affairs in HRSA, so I help to share best practices that we have in especially primary health care within HRSA in the United States and share those best practices internationally with other countries. And I always say, though, in international health, the U.S. has much to learn, too. So not only do we share our best practices, but we do learn from other countries and some wonderful good work that they're doing that we can incorporate in the United States healthcare system.
Great. And from your advisory position, or position on the advisory group here, what do you see as the challenges and opportunity for nursing?
You know, that's kind of a broad question. I would have to frame it a couple ways. I mean, I think two ways. I think one is related to the health of the population in the world. With the economic crisis that we're in right now, I think we're really going to be seeing a beginning of health outcomes decreasing. I think we're going to start to see people having less access to care. And in process of having that less access to care, we're beginning to see our health outcomes decreasing. And if you look at the specific profession of nursing, you can't ignore the fact that we're all getting older in nursing, that we have a faculty shortage, that nurses are on the forefront of primary health care in the world, and there's just not enough of us. I think that has got to be still one of the critical issues in nursing, that our workforce is declining.
One of the things that I'm taking away from this meeting and also from the meeting last year was that the concern that the Millennium Development Goals won't be reached. And one of the things I am hearing is that because of the shortages, especially in nursing midwifery in sub-Saharan Africa, that probably without a big infusion of more nurses and midwives that we really won't reach the Millennium Development Goals.
Well, nurses do play a big part of us being able to reach those goals. President Obama has been wonderful. I think one of his primary missions is to look at healthcare reform and to move healthcare reform forward. And we're hoping in that process the attention gets placed where it needs to be placed with the economy, healthcare, and energy and all the global implications of that, I think our country's moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that as far as the Global Advisory Group on Nursing and Midwifery, they've recently released a compendium of case studies showing nursing's value and contributions to primary health care. Certainly the ones from the developing world are very dramatic, but within the U.S., there's been many cases made for nurses to have broader and higher level contributions in the healthcare system in the U.S. Given your role at HRSA with international health, but also just with the Commission Corps and public health in general, within the U.S., where do you see the biggest needs for nursing within the country?
I think especially out to what we call HPSAs, our health professional shortage areas, which they get a ranking of a score from anywhere from 0 to 25, and the higher the score, the more health professional shortage area they're in. So we're talking about our rural areas. We're talking about some of our underserved areas in urban. We're talking about Indian country. We're talking about Bureau of Prisons. We're really speaking about the vulnerable and underserved populations that I think are going to be affected even more so. There are some wonderful programs within HRSA that help to combat that. We have the National Health Service Corps that will be seeing an increase in funding to get more loans and scholarships out to health care providers, physicians, primary care docs, nurses, nurse practitioners, midwives, dentists, to get them out into our high HPSA areas to serve with a commitment back to the United States. There has been a wonderful support for the nursing education programs to get more nurses into the pipeline to help with their career advancement. So once they're in a AA program, we help them go on to become a bachelorate or a master's degree. We even have faculty loan repayment programs to help nurses go back to school, get their master's or their PhD with a commitment to go and serve an academic institution and be a faculty member with a commitment to teach nursing. So hopefully we can train more nurses here in the United States.
And how about in public health? I think the public health area is a lot, is an area where many nurses don't think of when they come out of school as an area to join the uniform services of the public health department. Do you want to give a little pep talk on that?
It really is one of the best careers in nursing. I think I've never regretted it. My daughter graduated from nursing school just this past May, and she has joined the United States Public Health Service Commission course. So I always say now I have my replacement. But you are in one retirement system. So when you join and you do put in a 20-year career, you can retire at 20 years with about 50% of your base salary in retirement for the rest of your life. With that mission of protect, promote, and advance the health and safety of the nation, you do that throughout the whole United States, and you can move around in the system, but you stay in the same retirement system. So my career has expanded from Hawaii, moving to Minnesota and Indian Health Country, and I worked as a midwife and Indian in the Ojibwe tribe in Minnesota. Then I moved down to Atlanta and worked at CDC and HRSA at CDC in the regional office. Came to Rockville and have had a wonderful career in Rockville at Central Office. You see people that are in Arizona and Indian Country. You'll see people in the Bureau of Prisons working with women as inmates and helping the health of the inmates. Immigration services. People work in Department of Homeland Security and Immigration. Of course, FDA, CDC, that's where many of us. So you're not held to one agency throughout your 20-year or 30-year career. You go all the way from clinical care to policy development to public health prevention strategies for the nation. So, you can dabble in a lot of different areas in nursing and still stay within the same retirement system. So it's a great career ladder for nursing.
Oh, that was great. So thank you, Carrie, for speaking with me, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Great.